And, you know, they'll want to become a steward of the resource. I think if you're just driving over the rivers every day, you know, kind of looking at them occasionally when you're driving to your meetings or your, you know, to your events, I think it's hard to connect. But if you really get down there and use the river, I think people fall in love with it and will help us protect it. So, you know, you can also find, you know, join us on an event, find out about all that information on our website or our social media. That would be a good first place to start.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, hope to see folks out on the river and enjoying it as much as possible. And maybe you too will catch yourself one of them Adderall basses. I mean, that is, that's a fight. I tell you what, it is. So thank you again. And I really do appreciate you.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Charlie.
All right. See you, Cheryl. Hey, folks, that's all the time we have for now. But if you want to listen to the full podcast, just look for Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts. That is it for this week's episode of the Cripescast, folks. Colleen, where can everyone go find Cheryl?
If you want to know more about the Milwaukee River specifically, go to MilwaukeeRiverKeeper.org or go to MKE Riverkeeper on all platforms. They'll keep you updated on what's going on with these specific rivers. But as Cheryl said in the podcast, if you're going on walks and enjoying the outdoors in the Midwest, which is just such a great thing to do in the summer, and you see a body of water that you're curious about and want to help clean, every city pretty much has someone involved in their local level where you can go help and start cleaning up. So reach out to your local officials or reach out to local organizations in order to help clean those riverways, because that it's important. It's important. And also, like, our bodies are 80% water. So you're also helping yourself in a way if you don't want to be like altruistic.
If you don't want to be 10% plastic.
Exactly. So yeah, if you want to go to MilwaukeeRiverKeeper.org or MKE River Keeper on all platforms.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Colleen Maraca, thank you for being with me on this pod. Hannah Milos, thank you for editing. And everybody, keep her moving, and we'll see you next week.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Weather woes for millions in the nation as people suffer more extreme heat. Some areas, such as southern Arizona, are under excessive heat warnings. The Weather Channel's Kelly Cass.
Another dangerously hot day for many folks across the southern tier and the southwest. The heat and the humidity leading to storms in other parts of the country, especially through the high plains and leading into parts of the mid-south. You've got Little Rock and Memphis in that.
The wicked weather is causing worries over the energy grid in Texas, which has been dealing with some of the hottest temperatures for a long time this year. Emily Foxhall is the energy reporter at the Texas Tribune.
Having a mix of energy on the grid is also really important because solar, of course, can't run overnight when the sun has set and the wind power isn't always running if the wind's not blowing. So people have also looked at how that overall resource mix has really helped.
Russia is calling President Biden's plan to provide Ukraine with cluster bombs an act of desperation. CBS's Charlie Daggett explains why the weapon is controversial.
It's a weapon that breaks up midair as it approaches its target, ejecting a number of smaller explosives or bomblets scattering indiscriminately across an area that can stretch to the size of several football fields. Most of those explosives detonate, but not all, posing a threat to the civilian population long after the war has ended, especially children.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talking climate change, among other issues, during her visit to China.
There is a pressing need for the two largest economies to closely communicate and exchange views on our responses to various challenges.
China and South Korea are worried about a planned release by Japan of more than 1 million metric tons of treated radioactive water collected at the Fukushima nuclear plant. It was damaged in a 2011 tsunami. The BBC's Michael Bristow.
Opinion polls suggest the majority of people, 4 out of 5, are opposed to release of water. Despite that, scientists say it's safe, and the International Atomic Energy Agency chief, Rafael Grossi, is in the South Korean capital today. He's talking to officials, nuclear safety experts, trying to persuade them and people here that it is safe to release this water.
Not everyone thinks Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten should be paroled from her life sentence for murder. Some relatives of the Manson family victims are very upset. California's governor has dropped his battle to keep her in jail, and Van Houten could be freed within 2 weeks after spending 53 years in prison. A state appeals court ruled in May she should be freed. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping,
Mom, I can't sleep. Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use. For ages 4 and up.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sweet Summer Sale, June 30th through July 10th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 53. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Bark in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Join the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department for their 76th annual celebration and street dance on Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. There will be activities for the kids and plenty of food trucks and other refreshments. The parade begins at 3:30 p.m. and the street dance begins at 5 p.m. when Southbound takes the stage. Don't forget to stick around for the fireworks at dusk presented by the Braddock Company. Help celebrate 76 years of community service with the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. Don't miss it.
This week's sponsor for Pet of the Week is Current Technologies and Kohler Generators, proud supporters of Southwood County Humane Society. They would also like to welcome you to Bark in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafter game, 6:35 start.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, and she's a Texas immigration attorney. You know, Ms. Goldfinch, it is when we, and it's so good to have you on the air, because the misconceptions and lies that are wrapped around the whole immigration issue and bigotry and all of those things, you mentioned earlier that our nation needs these immigrants. There's no question whatsoever. You constantly hear people talking about the fact that all these companies, there aren't enough people to work the jobs. People are lazy. They don't want to work the jobs. The kinds of jobs that are needed to be worked in the service industry, which is heavily laden with where most of the jobs are now, don't pay a lot of money. And there aren't a whole lot of Americans lined up to do those jobs. Why is it that you constantly hear people, well, they're bringing fentanyl into the country? The gang, I forgot the name of the gang that they were saying was going to come here and do all kind of damage. You know, to say that these people are coming here to commit crimes is definitely untrue. We've got enough, you know, born and bred Americans that commit enough crimes ourselves than to laden people who are coming here to do what many of these people are coming here to do, find a better life and a better opportunity, and they'll take anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talking about this, there's lots of different ways to approach it. There's data, there's statistics that definitely show that immigrants and migrants commit crime at a much, much lower rate than natural-born citizens, and that, you know, 95% of migrants who are placed into the asylum system and have court hearings to attend, that they show up for their hearings. They don't abscond. So there's data about that, and then I can share with you my anecdotal experience as an immigration lawyer in Texas. I've been working with migrants now for 15 years. It's a focus of my practice. So I've worked with thousands of migrants from around the globe, most of them asylum seekers. And what I can tell you from my personal experience is that these are people, number one, certainly are not criminals themselves. They're fleeing criminal organizations. They're fleeing danger and violence, because really the drug traffickers, the cartels, et cetera, those guys, I'm going to say guys, they're doing just fine where they are. They're right. Not looking to immigrate to the United States. So the migrants are the ones who are fleeing violence, and they're telling the truth. And the other thing is that I think we need to keep in mind, these are people, just put yourself in their shoes. Imagine you're in your home country, you're being targeted, you're feeling in danger, and you have to figure out a way to, I don't know, get rid of your house, get rid of your things, escape with your family and your children, make your way through several countries all the way to the U.S. border while keeping everybody safe. I mean, the amount of bravery that it takes to go through this journey, to me, is just overwhelmingly impressive. And that's been my experience as I meet these people over and over again. These are the kinds of people that we want here. They're incredible. They're impressive. They are resourceful, and they are brave. And that's the thing that we need to keep in mind. But of course, what you ask, you know, why do we keep having this rhetoric? It's what I mentioned in the beginning. I don't really understand it, but I think that human beings are tribal.
Yes.
And I think that when Republican conservative politicians are fear-mongering and they're using rhetoric about immigrants as criminals and surging and drugs and they're the ones bringing fentanyl, et cetera, that really gets their base motivated. But what I just really, really hope, I mean, and this is like a mission of my life, is that all of us sort of take a step back and look at this country, this amazing country that we're in, and we get honest with ourselves. I mean, whether or not you're motivated by helping migrants, okay, that may not speak to certain people, but we are an aging nation. Our baby
yes.
boomers are aging. For the first time next year, we're going to have more people over the age of 65 than under the age of 15 in our nation's history. And we are headed for trouble, big time, in the United States because of our aging population.
So Miss Lincoln Goldfinch, if you'll hang on, we'll mm-hmm. come back to that point after the break because you're just so on point. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Now at Menards, get 11% off everything for your next project. It's the perfect time for kitchen updates during Menards' 4th of July household appliance sale. Plus, get 11% off the largest in-stock appliance selection. Right now, save over $1,500 on a Maytag fingerprint-resisting 4-piece stainless steel appliance suite after sale price and rebate. Good through July 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 53, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, my guest is attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. She's a Texas immigration attorney. And you know, Miss Lincoln Goldfinch, before we went to break, you were laying out what I think is absolutely 100% on point with why it's important that these immigrants are accepted to come into this nation. This nation is not going to be able to stand as it has been throughout all of these centuries without the support of immigrants. And, you know, there's zero population growth for Europeans and for white Americans. For everyone that's born that dies, there isn't a new one born. You know, you're listening to Donald Trump offering money for white Americans to have babies because he knows what the demographers know, that, you know, it's inevitable that the numbers of whites in this nation are eventually going to dwindle to the point that it's going to become a nation of people of color. And so when you know that fact and that truth, then why is it? And I do understand why the people push back. They think that that's going to hasten the fact that they're eventually going to be more minorities in the nation than whites. But that doesn't make any sense from the standpoint, I'm a baby boomer. I know what you just said. 8,000 to 10,000 baby boomers become 65 years old almost every day. And so who's going to, how is a nation going to be able to continue without having the foresight to realize what it is you said?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we're seeing some nations in Asia a few, you know, years ahead of us with this problem. So it's going to be interesting to watch how this aging population issue, you know, impacts China, for example. But over here in the U.S., we have this switch. We can flip. We happen to have a lot of immigrants who would come here at the drop of a hat. You're so right, this aging population, it's very problematic. We're just starting to feel the pain of it. It's going to impact Social Security. It's going to impact our ability to care for the elderly. And it's coming. It is coming. And we see, you know, right now what we're experiencing is difficulty finding workers in certain industries.
Right.
And so you see states trying to, you know, like Iowa, for example, is, you know, passing child labor laws that
yes.
allow, you know, like factories, processing facilities to put, you know, young teens in their factories, and it these laws would indemnify the companies against, you know, injuries that these kids suffer. I mean, it's just absurd when you think about the fact that all we would need to do is fix our immigration laws, turn up immigration, and we could solve this problem in an instant. And I think you got to something there, Earl, that you know, the reason this hasn't been done is a fear of what that could do to our demographics, which is just, we've seen that just over and over. There's this quote from Benjamin Franklin from the 1770s, where he's talking about the German, this like German settlement, you know, near where he was. And he was like, how can we be suffered to let them, you know, swarm into our population with their what was the word that he used? It was something to do with the color of their skin. It starts with a C. I'm blanking on the word, but
it's okay.
You know, this is just over and over through the years, we see this same fear. And the deal is, this is just humanity. This is what is happening. And if we want our nation to continue to thrive, we need to be honest with ourselves about the need for immigration and on all levels of skill. We need high-skilled immigrants. We need mid-level skill. We need low-skill immigrants. And the solution to this, of course, is that Congress passes immigration reform that reflects the needs of our economy, which they haven't done, you know, any major immigration reform in over 40 years, and it got even more difficult post 9/11. So the way that immigration policy is passed now is just insane. You know, the presidents pass executive actions and then they get sued and then the courts, you know, decide it. That's how immigration policy is made.
And you know, Attorney Lincoln Goldfinch, it is frustrating because what the American people need is to be educated on what is really taking place. And the outcome of the policies that we're dealing with now and the impact that that's going to have on their children and their grandchildren. And so those of us who are here right now, especially the baby boomers, we're not going to, in the remainder of our lives, America's going to be able to hold out the baby boomers. But after that, there is certainly uncertainty about what the nation is going to do. So we've got to begin by having discussions and conversations like what you and I are having now, truthful conversations, and not people from the other side who are feeding people a bunch of hogwash in order to stay in political power.
Yeah, I mean, and I've had, you know, some version of this conversation with a lot of conservative people, you know, I speak about immigration a lot, and I get to a point of agreement with them generally on this, you know, that they will agree, yes, we need more immigrants, and then they go down this, you know, sort of like spewing of rhetoric path where they say, but legal, you know, legal immigrants, the ones who do it the right way, and that's when we can sort of start getting into the details of immigration. Asylum is a legal way for people to immigrate, you know, and so someone coming to the border and asking for protection is not breaking the law. And the truth of the matter is the two main ways that people immigrate to the United States are through family or through employment. Family is, you know, if you have an immediate relative, like a brother, spouse, a kid or a parent, to petition for you, or an employer who's willing to petition for you, which is very restrictive, and the slots are super limited, nowhere near the levels that we need. The wait list for many of those categories is like decades, you know, 20 years plus. And our immigration system now looks nothing like it used to, 50, 70 years ago. So I often have people say, well, you know, my grandfather did it this way, or my parents did it this way, and why can't people just do it like that? And it's like, because the system is completely broken. There is nowhere near the levels of visas available to the people that would come here, number one, and the people that we need to come here, number two.
You know, the other part of this is many immigrants are skilled laborers. They are tradespeople, mm-hmm. and really great at what they do. The other part of this is, and I'm like you, only mine is understandable. I'm an old guy, and so I can forget at times. But you know what is the name of the children that were born here? Their parents. And we haven't been able to get their, call them?
Yeah, you're talking about the Dreamers.
The Dreamers.
DACA,
yeah,
program.
Yeah.
That's for kids who were brought here by the
Yeah, but parents. We still haven't been able to get that worked out.
That's right. That's right. And exactly. You are exactly right, because if we can't even come together for these kids, I mean, this program has been in place now for 11 years. And these are people, young people who graduated from high school in the United States, you know, fully, they feel very American. Of course,
right.
They also,
it's the only nation they know.
But like, yeah. And I mean, when you know these young people, they, you know, they go to college, they've become nurses and, you know, they've bought houses and they have families and they're amazing. The Dreamers are absolutely amazing, and no one really disputes that. That's the thing. I mean, even the conservatives don't have anything negative to say about the Dreamers, and yet they do nothing to advance legislation on behalf of the Dreamers, because they can't do anything pro-immigration without a ton of blowback from their base, which goes back to this fear of immigrants, which goes back to the demography that you were talking about. I mean, I think that's the root, the heart of all of this is people's tribalism and their fear of difference, of xenophobia. And to get to that, to start to move that, that's what I don't know the answer is. I don't know the answer to how we start to move that needle.
Let's do this. Let's go to Mark from Sherwood. Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Hi, Earl. I have a comment. To your point about tradespeople, immigrant tradespeople, I started a business about 10 years ago doing external home maintenance and landscaping. And in that time, I have noticed that the vast majority of people out there working in the trades, whether it's painters, roofers, landscapers, tree companies, on and on, are predominantly Mexican and Central American, and they are the hardest workers, and I'm an older guy. They are the hardest workers I've seen. I'm always impressed. People have no idea what it's like to stand on a roof in the heat of summer. I've seen amazing things, and white people don't even want these jobs anymore. And it's really sad, but we have to welcome them, and we need them.
You know, Mark, I often say, if you're an American, you don't want to work next to an immigrant who's come here from those areas that we're talking about. Because they look, man, they don't take breaks for the most part, long breaks. I've seen roofers where they'll do two or three roofs in a day, as opposed to American roofers who will do one for the entire day. And I think part of this too, Mark, is that there are people who think that they are taking the jobs that white men used to do. And And that's true. The landscaping jobs, the roofing, the what do you call it when you put the things up in the rooms and your houses?
Drywallers?
Yeah, yeah. All of those things. They've come in and they are highly skilled. And you know what else? They are cheaper.
People doubt this.
Drywall is what I was thinking about, but go ahead.
Drywall, yeah. All they have to do is just drive around for an afternoon. It's just amazing. And then, you know, the Journal Sentinel recently did an article on the dairy farmers, how that's all immigrant labor. I don't know how people can fight this. It's so apparent. So that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You're right on point. Attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. Wow. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on. We'll be right back.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Bark in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Roundtable, 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Yeah.
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, and she's a Texas immigration attorney. You know, attorney Goldfinch, if people really understood, there's this belief that these people are coming here with their hands out, and they want to, and they want welfare, and they want to, and we've got to pay for them to get medical insurance and all of that, and all of that's going to be free, and we Americans don't get any of those things. And this is what they hear. This is what the people believe, and I don't think any of those people are coming here because they want a free handout.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a common misunderstanding. First of all, immigrants don't qualify for public benefits like, you know, welfare and Section 8 housing until they actually have a green card or citizenship. So they've got to be permanent, you know, have permanent status in the U.S. before they even could get anything like that. And again, I'll go back to the data and the statistics. All of the economic studies show that immigrants are a net economic benefit. I should say most of the studies show that. So immigrants start companies, they create more jobs, actually. That one is very clear, hands down. Immigrants create more jobs in the U.S. versus taking jobs. And then in terms of the sort of the economic impact of immigrants, they pay a lot of taxes, actually.
Yes.
They pay, you know, property taxes, even if they're renting. They pay sales taxes. Many of them pay into Social Security, even if they don't, you know, have a Social Security number themselves. I mean, so immigrants are not, it is a total misconception, hands down. Immigrants are not taking and coming for a handout. They are adding to our economy, and we need them. And that is just clear.
Let's do this. Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Number two, I live in California, and what I see, and I see it now more and more in Wisconsin, is that, you know, first they want to use the slave labor. They want to use the low price, but then when in our case, a lot of Latinos want to start running their own business, want to start, you know, moving up, then all of a sudden the same people that were so upset or were so happy with them coming in for the slave labor, I get upset because now all of a sudden they're competing, and then they say, "Oh, they need to be sent back." It's hilarious to me in terms of the double standard that goes on there. And also, I want to say that when it comes to the immigration policies, what ends up usually happening is a lot of these people came, and this is something that's missing, but a lot of these people came from dictatorships, and they came from very authoritarian governments. So when you have Republicans that are telling these people right off the bat when they get here that the Democrats are the ones that are taking over our you know, government, tyrannical government, and all of this kind of stuff, unfortunately, there are a lot of immigrants that will start believing that. And they start believing that, and they start actually voting the opposite way, because of the fact that they think that it's like the country that they came from. And I think that's a missing spot that's there. And we do not have an illegal immigration problem in this country. We have an illegal employment problem in this country. That is the bottom line. If you don't want immigrants here, then you know what? Then start going after the people that are hiring.
Yes.
Rather than anything else.
Hey, Tom, man, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Attorney Lincoln Goldfinch, how right was he?
Yeah, I mean, he was certainly right on in this idea of illegal employment. And I say this all the time. We have this fallacy going here in the U.S. where we have all these jobs. We have all of this opportunity for immigrants, and we need them. And it's almost like this wink, wink, you know, come on over, but the laws don't support it. And so people want and need immigrants. There are jobs for them. And then in the same breath, we'll, you know, say anti-immigrant stuff. So once again, let's get back to the truth. Let's talk honestly with each other. This nation needs more immigrants, and we need to pass laws that will expand the immigration population in the United States, and that benefits everybody.
All right, Dave from Mequon, quickly.
Good morning. I was just in Phoenix last week. I was out there for spring training.
Okay, quickly.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.